You're listening to the Accidental Creative Podcast. Since 2005, we've delivered weekly tips to help you be prolific, brilliant, and healthy. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. Today's episode is sponsored in part by Indeed. For your company's next hire, you know you want them to have great problem-solving skills and think like an entrepreneur. The thing that you need help with? How to find them. Easy. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Sign up now for Indeed and get a $75 credit toward your first sponsored job post. Visit Indeed.com/creative to learn more. That's Indeed.com/creative. So have you ever heard someone say, or maybe you've said yourself, I just hit the wall, right? I think all of us have probably hit the wall at some point, meaning that we've run out of energy, run out of drive to make it happen. Our tank is empty. We are just out of fuel. Well, I've often talked about this in terms of what Stephen Pressfield calls the resistance. Stephen Pressfield is the author of the book, The War of Art. I've interviewed him several times on this show, and he articulates his thoughts about resistance in that book, The War of Art. The main assertion is that an artist has to get up each day and battle that resistance anew. It's a constant struggle to produce, and rarely will we feel like doing it. Rarely will the time magically appear to go about doing our work. But it's not just this first wall that we have to be mindful of, this resistance. There are two distinct walls that must be conquered in our creative efforts. The first wall is the wall of engaging and beginning, just getting, you know, the will up to do the work. The second wall is the push through the burn part of our creative effort, and it's where much of our best work will be discovered. So in bodybuilding or just in strength training, there's a term known as push through the burn. Anyone who's ever worked with a trainer knows that the goal of the workout is to do repetitions until you are incapable of doing more, until your body actually fails, then to try to do one more, right? So you push till you fail, and then you try to do one more. It's in this burning, this overextension, the hurting state that muscle is built, right? It's the recovery after that actually is where muscle is built, but it's by pushing yourself to go a little further that we build muscle. It's in reaching just beyond our ability that future capacity is built. And a similar thing exists within our creative process. The first wall that we encounter is what Stephen Pressfield calls resistance. It's the battle to get started. It's the thing that tries its hardest to prevent us from engaging. It's found in the little distractions, the little things that stem from larger fears. Also, we fill our lives with unimportant activities. We are very busy. We try to convince ourselves that we're making progress. Unfortunately, these activities are filler material. They are fluff that occupies our time when great work is waiting within us. But we instead spend our time doing things that are distracting, that make us feel like we're making progress, things like emptying our email inbox or responding to messages or even shuffling papers and organizing when we know that we have work that we need to be doing. Well, Pressfield says that whatever you feel the most resistance toward doing is probably the thing that you need to run toward the hardest, because it's probably the thing that's the most important for you to do. My friend Brian likes to say that fear is often the smell of opportunity, and I believe that that's true. I do. We fear bringing these things that we suspect to be true out into the light because we don't want to risk exposure. We don't want to risk failing. We don't want to put ourselves in a position where we might look inferior or incapable in the eyes of our peers or our manager. And as a result, we keep these ideas close to our vest where no one can experience them or judge them. We don't even start. You know, we spend our time working around the periphery of the real issue, so we don't have to engage in something that is meaningful that could feel a little risky. We reserve our efforts for that client to present the risk of rejection from them. We convince ourselves that it really doesn't matter and that our time and energies are better spent somewhere else. We become deluded into thinking that our greatest work is somewhere out there, and if we could only find the right project, all would be well. And so in the meantime, we engage in frivolous, mindless work that feels like work, but it actually is just a kind of passing of the time. This is false thinking, and it will lead us to a very dark place as creative pros if we're not careful. Listen, you're responsible for how you engage today in this activity, this project, or this thought, not for what you will do someday. I will go so far as to say that you will never do anything of consequence if your mind is always focused on what's out there instead of what's in front of you right now. But it's the thought of what's out there that often paralyzes us. It's the thought of all of the uncertainty, all the work that's left undone that causes us to experience resistance. So here's a quick gut check as it relates to this first wall that Steve Pressfield calls resistance. What critical thing are you planning to do today to move things forward? What is the singular activity that you know that you need to do today, the thing that you know you need to engage in, but you're not? You're putting it off. You're resisting it, right? Are you filling your life with busy work, or are you doing the thing that is most important? So I have a principle that I teach often, and I wrote about this in the Accidental Creative. It's called the Big Three. These are the three things I am going to do today, regardless of anything else that comes my way. These are the most important open creative loops in my world. And I try to attack them in the morning. I try to get them under my belt by noon and at least spend some time working on them. And they always have something to do with what's most important to me at that moment. So what is that for you? What is the thing right now that you know you need to make progress on today, but you're putting it off? You're doing the busy work. You're finding ways of distracting yourself from these core issues, right? Make progress today. Teresa Amabile talks about the importance of progress. She wrote a book called The Progress Principle. And she said, we feel most gratified when we make steady, regular progress on our most important work. So what progress do you need to make today to fight that first wall, to battle the first wall, which is the wall of resistance, to simply sit down to do the work? Steve Pressfield says, show up, bring your lunch pail, show up to the job site, sit down and do the work. Push through the first wall and get going. The first wall, however, is not the only wall that we encounter. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about the second wall that we have to encounter in our creative process. And it's this wall often that does the most damage to our process because we often quit right when we are generating the most momentum. Today's episode is sponsored in part by Indeed. For your company's next hire, you know that you want to have great problem-solving skills and you want them to think like an entrepreneur. The thing you need help with? How to find them. Easy. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match their job description the moment they sponsor a job post, according to Indeed data in the U.S. One of the things I love about Indeed is it makes hiring in one place so easy because you can interview right there on the site. Virtual interviews have changed the game. With virtual interviews, Indeed saves you time. You can message, schedule, and interview top talent seamlessly all in one place. Indeed makes it easy to connect with your applicants. No need to install anything extra. Indeed's virtual interviews work from your browser, and Indeed saves you headaches. Interview virtually with no downloads, no plugins or purchases. You can do it all in one place with Indeed. And listen, even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Sign up for Indeed now and get a $75 credit toward your first sponsored job. Plus, earn up to $500 in extra sponsored job credits with Indeed's virtual interviews. Visit Indeed.com/creative to learn more. Claim your credits at Indeed.com/creative. Indeed.com/creative. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, as I mentioned, the first wall, resistance, is not the only wall. There's something that happens when we are engaged in the creative process. Maybe we've started and we're actually making progress, but then we hit what I call the second wall. This is the point at which you realize you've done some good work. You've actually won the battle over resistance for the day, but you've hit the point at which you feel like quitting. This typically happens for me when I've just finished a paragraph that I'm especially proud of when I'm writing, or I've had an especially successful conversation with someone. And it's at this point that I feel like disengaging, like my work is done for the day. I've just done something, right? I've had a really great call. I've had a great conversation with someone, a great leadership moment. I've written a great paragraph. I've created a great piece of content. There's certainly nothing wrong with this. And it's important to quit while you still have some energy in your system for your work. I always talk about ending with the beginning in mind, meaning end your work when you know where you're going to pick it back up. That's fine. But I'd like to encourage you that this second wall is what sometimes stands between you and something even better than you imagined. So I want to encourage you to push through the second wall each time you encounter it. Be conscious of it. Be conscious of those moments when you want to give up in the midst of the process. You've just done something and now you want to give up. But if you keep pushing, you might get to an even better place. Be conscious of it, because remember the metaphor of strength training. When you push yourself a little bit beyond, next time you increase your capacity. So every time you push yourself creatively to go a little bit further, the next time you're going to have increased capacity. These walls sometimes show up as little distractions, right? Maybe you have a sudden inspiration to do something peripheral to the work that you're engaged in. Maybe you're suddenly inspired to visit that website or to organize your desk or to listen to that podcast. And there's nothing wrong with any of these things, but they can stand in the way of you experiencing that final 20% of creative output that lies beyond the second wall. They prevent you from engaging in activity that will enlarge your capacity the next time you work. So one trick that I've learned to utilize, it's been really effective for me, is to use a timer. I have a Google Assistant, but you know, you can use anything you want, but I just set a timer, or I have the Google Home set the timer to time my work session. And basically, it's kind of like having a strength trainer, right? A strength trainer exists to provide rails to push you to continue engaging with the training, even when it grows uncomfortable to do so. So they'll say, okay, 5 more reps, 4 more reps, 3 more, no, never mind, 5 more, right? So I'll set a timer on my computer for a specific amount of time, and then I will write until the alarm goes off, even if I'm distracted, even if I have other ideas, or I'll work on a project until the timer goes off. Now, I'm careful always, if I have a distracting idea, to record those ideas, because sometimes they're the seeds of future writings or things that I have to do. And it's important to recognize when your mind is doing something, but don't let it take you off course. When you're engaged in the creative process, things are unlocked in your mind sometimes, and a kind of dialogue opens up that needs to be recognized and then put aside. So recognize those ideas, then put them aside. Don't let them distract you. Don't ignore your thoughts, record them, but don't let them distract you from the work that you're doing. In the meantime, continue engaging until the timer goes off for the predefined time. It's not easy. It's not, because you're going to want to quit too soon. If it's too easy, if you don't hit the second wall, expand your rails, try a little, work a little longer, right? Dive a little deeper. It's important that you feel some burn in your process. It does you no good to do 300 reps of a 5-pound weight if you're strength training, right? If it doesn't become difficult for you. Choose the right amount of time for your activity. Make sure that you feel a good burn. Make sure that it stretches you and push through it. This is how we increase our creative capacity, right? The second wall is the thing that will prevent you from doing your best work if you allow it. It will cause you to quit too soon. Sometimes we feel like the accomplishment is just getting through the first wall, right? Just facing resistance and doing the work. But there's a second wall, that second wall that will limit our output, and it will limit the quality of our output and our capacity to do work. So listen, go for it. Give yourself freedom to fail. But fail your way to greatness. Fail your way trying to stretch your capacity. Okay. So the principle today is recognize there are two walls that we encounter. The first wall is resistance. It's just getting going. It's just doing some work. The second wall is when we feel like we've accomplished a little bit of something and we want to quit, but we need to keep pushing through the burn. We need to keep producing. Don't quit in the middle when it gets hard, just because it gets hard. Don't quit just because you feel like you've done something, right? Keep pushing a little bit. Now, with that said, you want to give yourself alternating periods of rest. You know, we've talked about creativity is rhythmic. You need peaks and troughs in your process. So I'm not saying work all the time. What I'm saying is don't quit just because you hit the second wall. All right. Hey, I would love your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. interact@accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Jump on my email list. It's called Three Things. I send out three things every Sunday that I think would inspire you or help you to be a better creative pro. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.